What's in the news?
Look around any store trying to sell you the latest high-definition TV, and you'll see an official-looking energy guide showing how little this model will cost you in electricity.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. New TVs have everything. Terrific picture, internet capability, and that Energy Star rating means it saves electricity, right?
If the consumer chose to change the picture setting, for example, to calibrated, now this energy-saving feature is off, and this TV may be using 50-plus percent more energy.
Noah Horowitz of the Natural Resources Defense Council says once you use the remote to change any of the normal settings, like increasing the brightness, the amount of energy you're using changes dramatically.
What they did might not be illegal, but is clearly bad faith. We think what's at play here is some manufacturers are trying to get a competitive advantage and have their TV look more efficient than their competitors.
His group says the Department of Energy's TV tests are out of date, using a method that doesn't really reflect how we use TV now.
We all pay the price. Consumers are going to pay an extra $1 billion in electricity costs over the life of their TVs.
But the industry says this is much ado about nothing. Gary Shapiro is CEO of the Consumer Technology Association.
The fact is that Americans generally don't change the default settings that the manufacturers put on TV sets. But some want to, and they should have that right. 6 cents a day. That's what we're talking about.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News.